Hello.
Hello, good morning. My name is Alfred, Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yeah.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Ohio?
What's that?
Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Responsibility of the owner.
Okay, thank you. And now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, yes, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, yes, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or may temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Yeah.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose the state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe?
Yes.
How about a locked container or case?
Yeah, all that's good long as it's the key to open.
Thank you. And how about a locked box or other device that it's designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, will you support or oppose the state law requiring that the store or the storage be accessible via a key lock?
Yes.
How about a combination lock?
Yes.
And last one, a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
That'd be all right.
Okay, thank you so much. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. If a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
If it's locked in the lock box, it can be loaded. It doesn't have to be run on in the chamber.
Okay. Thank you. And if a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or locked box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
Yes.
Thank you. And if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that require that gun to be stored securely?
It should be stored securely.
Thank you. And searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires a firearm to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Yeah, you need a warrant, especially if you have a license to carry a concealed weapon.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Yes. But what's the point in all this when you don't need a, when you can just go ahead and order, just go and show and buy a pistol?
Thank you so much. We're almost done here. Thank you so much again.
We're done. That's enough.
We just have a few more and we're done. Just
one minute. No, we're done. We're done.
Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor
Okay, that's enough. Thank you.
And will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors? Ah.